morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. We mentioned Barry Bonds, ironically enough, just a little bit ago, but the real home run king. What was it, 756? Was that the his number? I think that's right.
Barry's?
No, Hank. I think Barry went into the 800s. But yeah, that's huge. That's big sports news. That guy's legend.
755.
755. 756 was the one that breaks it. Yeah. That's what I remember. And Hank Aaron, who, you know, you want to talk about real racial strife in this country as he hit his home run that broke Babe Ruth's record. He said the only thing he was thinking to himself rounding second was somebody's going to kill me. And those, he was euphoric, obviously, that he'd accomplished it. But the guys that came around the corner, and there's the famous shot of him running around the bases, and then two fans run up on the field and grab him. I thought that was it.
To congratulate,
because all the letters he got were, "No N-word's going to break this record," or "I don't want they." I mean, they beat the crap out of this guy, and I got to meet him for a brief second in a Suns game years ago. It wasn't anything where he'd be like, "Hey, John." I said, it was not that kind of thing.
Right.
I got to say hi and shake hands as he moved through the crowd. But I say I met him, but I was in the presence of him. I'll say that. And he had that same kind of aura about him that, like, giant stars have. You know, like Harrison Ford walking by and stuff like that. Muhammad Ali had something. When Muhammad Ali walked by me, I felt a disturbance in the earth's air. That was just different. That guy was different. But, yeah, Hank Aaron down there, he was at a Suns game years ago, and I was in the bowels of the arena doing media stuff, and he walks by, and he's shaking hands with sports writers, and he had an entourage of like seven or eight people, and "Hey, how you doing?" came through, and then there went Hank. And I was like, wow, that was
in 1952,
for me, crazy.
He chose to sign with the Boston Braves over the New York Giants because the Braves offered him $50 more a month.
Yeah. They're pulling some cake out of there. People in Milwaukee have that same weird kind of blind eye that you Ohioans have about your state being something people like, but nobody does except you. And they always live on that whole thing that when Milwaukee moved down to Atlanta, Hank went down there for a little bit and then ended his career and said, "Screw this," and went back and played for the Brewers. It's like, Milwaukee's the place for me. It's like, yeah, that's not why. He probably had several people he was boning in Milwaukee he missed, and Atlanta was starting over and all that. But yeah, it was weird. It was a neat thing. So that was one of those. I don't get starstruck too often. Hank Aaron was one of those. As he walked by, you're like, oh, my God. And at the time, he's the home run king. It was never going to get broken. Nobody played enough. You know, maybe Ken Griffey at the time had been the one you're thinking threatens it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was 96 or 97. So it was even before the Sosa McGuire steroid super home runs. Where you thought maybe the single season record would get broken. He didn't hold that. But Hank Aaron averaged 40 home runs for almost 20 years.
I remember the little bit of the buildup before he's breaking the record. They, you know, they're showing the game nationally, every game that he's playing up until, you know, because he's at 755.
Never knew, right.
And I remember seeing it.
Watching it happen.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to happen in the end of the season before because he got tight on it. And then he broke it, like, I think it was the first or second day of the season the next year. It was like the third or fourth game of the year, maybe. Maybe even the first. And that was when everybody just lost their minds because it was, you know, the crazy time. But yeah, so Hank Aaron dying. 86, you say?
Yep, 86.
And they didn't say why. They're going to blame COVID.
No.
It's COVID.
It's got to be natural. I mean,
86.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter, does it? Nobody ever says my 86-year-old grandfather died, and if it wasn't for that COVID, he'd still be here. It's like, he's 86. Something was going to get him. But that's legend status. That's American hero legend stuff right there. Wow. That's nuts. Well, there you go. And that just kind of happened, right?
That's last couple minutes. That it got out.
That just came up on my phone, too. And the real home run king. Sorry, everybody who's a Giants or too stupid to know the difference. Barry Bonds is the giant asterisk. I don't think any true baseball fan ever recognizes Barry Bonds as the real home run king. The number's still 756.
You're right, but he was, going back, he finished it one shy of the record season. It was 713.
Oh, at the time. That's right. He set it at 755.
Yeah, his number retired at 750.
Babe Ruth was 713, and he hit like 40 more to finish. Yeah. His number was 755.
But what about the single season record then with McGuire and Still Sosa Maris. And all that? Yeah.
Still Maris. That's, 61 is the number to beat. Because in a clean game, 61 is nearly impossible. With a little help, you can pop 61 fairly right. regularly. We saw that. I mean, come on. Luis Gonzalez hit, on average, 20, 25 home runs. And Wrigley Field, which is
a bandbox.
It's all it is. You're just bombing home runs. Look, Sammy Sosa gets on the roids, and all of a sudden he's hitting 50-plus. Luis Gonzalez comes here, which is a higher altitude, but this is a bigger stadium, and he puts 58 on the board in one seat. Come on. That whole thing's tainted. Now, my idea of having a Hall of Fame steroid wing, and if you played between 1985 and 2000, you automatically go in that, the steroid era wing. You're not in with the regular everyday guys. There's an era for you that lives here, would bring out the clean players. They wouldn't want to be in that wing.
Oh, no.
The clean players would finally say something. They're as culpable in that era as anybody else. And you'll find out that most of the pitchers were on steroids because they're the ones who needed the recovery. And it wasn't about hitting the ball out of the yard. It was recovery.
Unfortunately. You know why? Because the investigation on to prove that they, you know, you got to have the blood test.
Doesn't matter.
It would be expensive.
You played in the steroid era. You don't have to prove that. You're not saying everybody was on it.
So the steroid era wing.
Wing. If you played between 1983 and 2000, whenever they decide the end is.
We're not saying you did it.
You didn't do it.
You're just in that era.
You were in it.
Gotcha.
And you know you were in it. There isn't a player alive that was in that era that said, I didn't know what was going on.
But even guys like Tony Gwynn. I mean,
sorry. Well, it's too late for him to speak up.
Well, yeah.
But he didn't.
Maybe he's out of it because he started before. Grandfathered.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. You can make special exceptions. But even still, Tony Gwynn played through the heart of that era and watched his players, you know, and was that the 99 Padre team that went, Kevin Brown, and was a center fielder Finley that was here that was just a ball of muscle. If you ever saw him in person, my God, he looked like a string bean
ripped.
Next to you. He was shredded. Yeah. These guys were muscle beasts. And you see baseball now, and it's not like that. You got a couple guys per team, but not many.
Well, you remember when Barry Bonds came up with Pittsburgh. I mean, he was a stringy-looking dude.
Rail.
But he was a five-tool guy. He was great.
He would have gone to the Hall of Fame no matter what as one of the best players of all time. Easily. Now it's just these giant clouds that hang over him. And he was a 30-30 guy annually.
Yeah.
And would have been a 40-40 guy as his career progressed. But, yeah, he had to be in the, his ego got the best of him when Sammy and Mark got all the attention for home runs. And then 70?
Time to fix this.
Yeah. That's silly. But, so Hank Aaron, the real home run king of baseball. 86 years old. I didn't know he was that old either. I guess you think about it now, that makes sense. It was 50 years ago, but 50 years at the end of his career.
I think he had 840 home run
season.
Yeah,
it was like every year. It was guaranteed. He averaged 40 for his career, which means
eight times.
Well, I mean, that's getting it. I'm saying average for his career to hit as many as he did in the time he played. His average home run per season was around 40. It's crazy. Cy Young's another one. That record never falls. 525 wins as a pitcher. You average 25 wins for 20 seasons.
And isn't he,
you can't do it.
Pitching like every day?
He was doing every third day, and sometimes he would throw. But they never didn't pitch. They got the win every time they went out there, and he won all. They were winning all the games. So, I mean, you look at that. 525 wins. Baseball's got some stats out there. Anyway, Hank Aaron passed away. That's, as a baseball fan, that's that moment.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's rough. And he wasn't even part of the era I ever paid attention to. That's the Babe Ruth of, this,
yeah, it is.
Of the next generation. Yeah, that's huge. Anyway, we get to Fireside Chats, and you can eulogize him if you'd like. You can go to Dave Pratt Lies later, because I assume the Hank Aaron eulogy is going to be hilarious. If you want to get on the Fireside Chat.
He said, Mayor.
Yeah, he said, Mr. Mayor, I threw a pitch to him and struck him out.
Thanks for letting me use that Louisville slugger you loaned me that hit 755.
I have his bat. I'm the world's biggest liar. And he said, Mr. Mayor, do you want to play guitar in my band? Like, what are you talking about? He'll do something stupid. But Dave Pratt Lies will parody that, and it will be better than you can imagine. I guarantee it. In fact, I know a guy. Let's get the Fireside Chats underway. Anybody who hasn't been on in the last two Fireside Chats is allowed in. That seems about right. And we have one we're going to call based on something we talked about. He wanted
he
to be
back
on
to us. Yeah.
We'll talk to him in a second. But there's a local advertiser that says, I need to be on there. If he starts plugging away on what we're talking about, we're charging him ad rates. This is the Fireside Chats. This is not a get my company's name out there for free. Everybody, you got to pay for that stuff. But anybody else has anything to talk about, anything at all you got to do is call us up, 602-585-9800. All we ask is you don't waste our time. The Fireside Chats are next.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!